Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to have a special memorial service for Kay Brandenburg, Bill W0QNI's XYL, who passed away this past week. And I'm turning the net over to Moody WQ6I to perform that service. Go ahead, Moody.
Thank you so much, Don. And hello to all on board the NAS WQ6I in Claremont. And wanted to announce again for those who aren't aware of it that Kay passed away. The wife of our net manager, Bill Brandenburg, passed away this past Friday around 3 p.m. in Bill's arms. Someone asked the other day, how much can one man take? And we know that Bill is made out of good stuff, and he's hanging tough. That's the best I can give in terms of a direct report from his household at this time. Kay, of course, will be remembered by all who knew her and met her for her loving manner around all of us and how she exhibited and cared for us all, and especially the love she held for her Bill. So we'll certainly miss Kay, and we'll do this in short order. I'll ask one station that we'll start with that is already on the queue list to start off with comments on Kay and her life and what she meant to us. But before we do that, we're going to do a very short little call-up. And if there's anyone who wants to echo it on our CW key, you're certainly welcome to do that. I was moving papers around trying to find my key, and I've got it. Anyway, please listen up. This will be from the Wofford station, WQ6I at the mic, changing to CW. If you're not hearing it directly, tune in CW and you will. Listen up. WA6RFA station, Pauline K, K-A-Y, and a 73 to her, the silent key. And we will all, of course, wish Bill well and the family well, and may Kay rest in peace. Anyone else at this time with a comment? Dan, are you there, Brick? Would you please lead it off? It's your turn.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening, Orpha. This is Dan KD7MK out of Kingman, Arizona. Bill, I talked with the other day for extensively an hour on the phone myself, and we had a very meaningful conversation. Bill and I have both been through a lot of the same things together. Myself, I lost my mother on Christmas Day, and she got married, so I know exactly the feelings that Bill is going through, what he's been going through. But when I was talking with Bill, he did indicate that we both understand it's okay with our good Lord, and that we will be looking up to her, and that she will be looking down at him and guiding him in his peradventure. Bill will be trying to do the best he can. It's going to be a little bit before he's back up, probably going good. Still have not heard anything to the memorial after just for Kay. That should be coming in the near future. He does have good close friends that are at the house for him. Beautiful support for him. And we want to wish Bill that if he does have any problems, give us any of us a call. I'm sure that we would all be glad to sit down and talk with Bill. Also, Moody, I'd like to say thank you for Wofford to everything that Wofford has meant to Kay and Bill. It's been, I know, a big pleasure for Kay to meet a lot of you folks out there. I wish you many honors in person. My only option is where I live. I could only talk to her on the phone. And every time I talked to her, her voice picked up. And you could just hear the smile in her face. news from you the other night on the net, Moody. It took me a few minutes to use her as a net controller, and I imagine quite a few of us, we don't have to. But we all know the table, not on it, and she is smiling, she is in no more pain, and she's open for the good boy. Moody, this is KD7MK. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back to you, W265KD7MK. Thank you much, Moody.
KD7MEK, thank you so much. And thank all of those guys on the Western Public Service Network who have expressed their condolences to the family via you and others. We really appreciate that, Dan. Take care. Anyone else wishing to be on record, this is being recorded by Don KAT and by our Vice President, W6UHA. Anyone else wanting to be on the DVD that will be presented to the family, right? Nothing heard at this moment, and we did have a relay just now from N6YHK from Shreveport, Louisiana, expressing on behalf of the High Fivers their love and appreciation and condolences to Bill's family. And so on behalf of the entire High Fivers, we will relay that message to the record. And thank you so much, Charles, for passing that on from the group down in the High Five area. Once again, anybody else before we go ahead and close this little memorial service break?
KD6LDK.
WA6ZZK.
I have two, KD6LA and ZZK. We'll go in that order. KD6LA, come ahead.
WQ6REN, Wharf Group, KD6LA with WB6EBX that you're listening to. And we'd just like to put in our words about Kay. What a sweet, sweet, loving woman she was. And we really enjoyed her company when she did get over to the Warper Retreat. I know Denora was extremely fond of her, and they spent a lot of time sitting on our coach just talking about everything under the sun. And she's really going to miss her. And I hope Bill is going to be hanging in there and doing the best he can. And I'm sure that the time will take care of a lot of the heartache and things will get better as time goes by there. Anyhow, that's all we have from this station. This is KD6LA with WV6EBX.
Thank you so much, Ron and Denora. Thank you so much. And with that, let's go to Jerry, ZZK. Come ahead.
Good evening, Moody. In the beginning here, I just want to say thank you very much to you personally for coming up on the other net and notifying me of the loss of Bill. Bill's wife, Kate, who was a very, very splendid lady. I had the fortune of knowing her and Bill for many, many years personally, and I can't say enough good things about her. She was a grand lady. So that's about all I can. I don't want to get carried away. It's still a big loss to me, and so I will just say thank you very much to everybody on the net. WA6ZZK, Lincoln.
WA6ZZK, thank you so much for your kind comments on the lovely and charming Mr. K. Brandenburg. Last call for anyone else wishing to be remembered on this DVD. We'll do three calls, and this is the third one. Anyone else, come aboard with your call.
New York, Kilowatt 6, Lima, Delta, Kilowatt.
I have LDK. Was there another? CZE, another? There's someone there that's quite light here. Did anybody else hear them? And do you think we will make it to the recording?
WER.
Okay, WER is on board, and we'll put him on the list. We have three at this time, and we're going to close it out with one more. Is there anyone else? Any relays?
KC6AMD.
KC6AMD, gotcha. And we'll start with Lazy Dog Keeper. K6LDK, come ahead, sir.
Now, okay, fine, Moody and Bill. My condolences. I feel so bad. Anyhow, Nestle just can't handle this. So she is not here. She's tough enough for me. This is my second love shortly here. My sister just passed away, as everybody knows. So Kay was a very, very fine lady, well loved by all. And I just can't say enough about her. Anyhow, that's about all I can get out of me right now, Moody. Back to you, W029K, 6LDK.
Okay, thank you so much. Mike, looking good here, and wow, we know how much energy it took to do that. Break with you, M6DZE, Gary, you're on.
Hello, very good evening to you, to everyone on the F-16 here in Montclair. And I'd just like to say that, so many years ago, we met Bill and Kay at the Warfare Retreat. It was our honor to have them as our friends. They were just absolutely super people. Bill is Bill. What can I say? You gotta love Bill no matter what. And she's completed him. You know, he was so much fun to be around, as was she. And we will miss them both. Very, very much. We're looking forward to seeing Bill, even though she will not be with him anymore. And so many times, you know, the courtside campouts, the other place we went, the things, ups, the downs. She's just a really, really super lady. We're going to miss her a lot. And I know everybody else will too. So Bill, you're out there. You must be dying. And one other thing I wanted to say, and that is Ruben, 85PR, is at East right now, and wanted me to check him in and stay at the distance to know this is too. So with that, back to you, Mr. Moody. Have a very, very good evening, and pick her up and see what he
does. Thank you so much, Gary. And Ruben, 85DR, is duly noted also. WER, please go ahead, sir. WQ6I, operating at station WA6RFA. At this time, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Moody and all. WA6WER, Tree Country. It's a big loss here, too. We had sent some flowers down, and they were supposed to be delivered Tuesday. It was the best wishes, and I hope she got to see them. Judy and I both loved her very, very much, and our condolences all the way around, and it's going to be a big loss for the whole group. Love you, Moody. Yeah, say hi, Norman. God bless everybody. WA6WER, Tree Country.
All right, and if Bill could break in now, he'd break out and say, I love you, man. You know that. Thank you so much. And we'll close this with one final party to add to the list. KC6AMD, you're on board. Go ahead.
Okay, this is W6KAT, and I'm going to turn the mic over to my XYL, Arla, KC6AMD. And here she is.
If this is for Bill, I want you to know, Bill, that Kay was a very lovely lady. She always had a smile, and everybody liked her, and we're all going to miss her. But we're hoping that Bill will continue on with Warfa. And I know that Kay is looking down, because the other night when I heard she passed away, I looked up, and I know she was looking down and saying goodbye to everybody. And now she's not in any pain. And God bless her and Bill and your family. Thank you.
Okay, that's it. Of course, say ditto, as everybody else said here. Kay was just a wonderful woman, and we all loved her, and we're going to miss her dearly. One last comment is, I understand there will be a celebration of life next Sunday, somewhere in the Novato area, but I don't have any further details. Supposedly that will come out, I assume, from Bill sometime during the week. So back to you to put the ribbons on it, Moody. WQ6I, W6KAT.
Moody, I got something to say, too. Go ahead and finish it up.
Go right ahead. We're waiting for you.
Okay, good evening, Moody, and good evening to the entire Friendship Net. This is KF6QCX, Ernest in Delano, California. And I'd like to tell you guys a touch about Kay. Kay was a great bubbly. She had it's like bubbles. She bubbled. You know, every time you met Kay, she was in the greatest spirit. Oh, I can't even believe she died, because I remember Kay, the first time I met Kay. Remember, Moody? She and they met me in Modesto, California. Remember that little bitty tiny computer? Because I was net control. So Bill and Kay met me in Modesto. to bring this little tiny computer valve so I would have something to deal with the neck control there. And that was the first time I met Kay. And another thing, I'll tell you what, she was us. We had lunch, and I mean, I tell you what, it was us great. And through the years, it was us fantastic. And but she always loved those globe grapes. I always bring grapes to the retreat in the fall. And I always had to bring, she always made me bring those globe grapes there. Roger, Moody?
Roger that. You had to have a case, at least a half a case, but preferably an entire case, right?
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, guys, man, I'll tell you what there. I really love Kay, and I'm going to miss her dearly, and I know everybody else will. And thanks, Moody, for letting me jump in there. KM6QCX.
Okay, Ernest, we've gone a few minutes over, but I don't think anybody's going to complain all the time and effort that Bill and Kay have put into this organization over the years. A few more minutes won't matter among friends. The fondest recollection of Kay would have to do with having met she and Bill in Los Angeles in a rainstorm while they were waiting to catch a plane to air to Mexico. And I can remember her as being wet and everything else as we ran in for a late lunch, a late dinner, rather. But there was this glow in her eye between she and Bill. She was a little mischievous, and Bill just ate it up. We were talking radio and things about our experiences in Red Cross and stuff like that, places Bill and I had been both involved in our lifetimes. And but when Kay wanted his attention, she got his attention. And even at the retreats, you could always tell she had this little girl mischievous sparkle in her eye. And Bill ate it up. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close the session and give it back to Don for the regular net. People live on as long as we absolutely need them. They, too, have journeys they must complete. We live on with the memories of their love, affection, friendship, guidance, and their ever presence. That, ladies and gentlemen, with that, we will bid adieu to Kay, but not to the fun memories that we all have of she and Bill. And so 73 from station WA6RFA, and back to Don for the continuation of this Sunday's night's WAPANET. W6KAT, WQ6I, having completed the duties assigned, will now be clear.
Okay, Moody, thank you ever so much for a wonderful service there. It's greatly appreciated. And just for the record, I have the following stations down as check-ins that were part of this memorial. Of course, WQ6I, KD6MEK, KD6LA with WB6EBX, WA6NZK, K6LDK, N6CZE, WA6WER, KC6AMD, and of course KF6QCX. With that, we will conclude the service.